Taoiseach. Last week saw the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre report that it had 38 teenagers use their services in 2022, the highest level anywhere in the country. The manager of the centre said the level of physical violence accompanying the sexual violence is really very frightening. She went on to say, each month now, we can't keep up with the number of referrals of both under and over 18. The number of under 18s at the moment is just staggering. It really, really is. Taoiseach, one of the main issues that was highlighted is the lack of proper education for children in this area. We need a real sexual awareness teaching, and I would say that it has to start for all children in primary school at this stage. The Rape Crisis Centre in Donegal has reduced the age to 12 of the children that can access their services. I believe that it is young men and boys who are in most need of support and who need to be taught about proper sexual behaviour, and that now they're going to be left behind. So my question to you, Taoiseach, is will your government provide adequate funding and reduce the age that young people can receive sexual education in order to try and stem the tide of abuse?
Relationship and sexuality education is available at primary level and post-primary level. Those reports are very worrying that you've received from the Donegal Rape Crisis Centre. The Minister and through the National Curriculum Assessment Council have been undertaking a fundamental review of the junior certificate cycle syllabus in respect of relationship and sexuality education and also at senior level. That work at the junior level is complete. In addition to changing the curriculum, broadening the curriculum, it's also, I think, important that we strengthen capacity through continuing professional development of teachers, and to help and support teachers in delivery of the programme, both at primary level and at senior cycle level. And the combination of RSE along with SPHEs, I think it's important that we would make sure to strengthen capacity in the delivery of those programmes within primary, second level education. I agree with the points you've made.